is 100% a fully realized Vader. This is, in a lot of ways, Vader in his prime. But he's a very complex character, and there's an inherent struggle of identity that is always present. There's inner conflict. He is always going to be struggling with the loss of Padme. He's got Anakin buried deep down inside. There always has to be that element of Anakin there, because he does eventually find redemption in the end, through the love of his son, no less. So there has to be that bit of him in there for Luke to be able to access. There's a lot going on. So what I specifically want to talk about here is that he says he's always going to be struggling with the loss of Padme.
Yeah.
Which makes me...
still Anakin.
I know. But what I'm saying is that makes me feel very confident that we're going to see Padme in some capacity in the Kenobi series. And... because it's relevant to the story. We know we've seen flashbacks, we've seen dream sequences, we've seen nightmare sequences in Star Wars. We've seen
him, like, hallucinate.
Exactly, So all of that, and to top it all off, Natalie is now in, Marvel. Or not now, but she's currently
filming with Marvel,
filming with Disney for Thor. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know...
She's available,
but like, she's currently working for Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not just
have her... There's a flashback and she's all yoked in the...
Oh my god, stop it.
She barely fits.
Oh my god.
We're fine. We're all fine here. No, thanks. How are you?
What's up?
Hello.
We are back.
We are.
Took a little break, but I mean...
Yeah, we're filming a little bit later than we usually do, because we usually film on Wednesday, but this past Wednesday was May the 4th, and we went to Disneyland.
That's right.
Which was really fun, but excited to be back filming again.
Welcome back to the Punch It Chewy podcast, episode 16?
Yeah,
episode 16. Yeah.
Dude.
Right?
How have we already done 15 of these?
I don't know. But it's fun.
It is.
I like it, Picasso. No, yeah. So, a lot has happened.
Yeah.
Since the recording of the last episode,
we got a new Kenobi trailer.
We did get a new Kenobi trailer. We had May the 4th. You blew up on Twitter.
I did.
Like,
yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah, I had 150 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple weeks ago, and now I'm at 3,000.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
This many people like me?
Right.
But what's fun is I've been sharing, like, so as a joke, I was like, I'm going to wear a different Star Wars shirt every single day until Kenobi and no one can stop me.
Yeah.
And the tweet like went viral. It has like 15,000 likes and like several hundred retweets, which I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Was not expecting that. But I've been continuing that every day. So I've been posting a shirt from my collection and people really like it. So I'm like, hell yeah, because I don't know if you guys know this, but the biggest part of my Star Wars collection is Star Wars t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I have like, I think I just counted, I have like 85, which is a lot.
That's a lot, but I also have a
boutique where I sell shirts. So it's like, you know, I can kind of get away with it because I can buy something, wear it if I get sick of it, which I usually don't, but if I want to like sell it, I can. So that's been a lot of fun.
Now for that portion, I'm gonna Mike Wasowski Eric Hill and put your Instagram account like,
over his face.
yeah
thank you. So I have like my boutique, and then I also have an Instagram where I share Star Wars style. So I share like cosplayers, like Disney bounds, just Star Wars t-shirts, whatever, just like all sorts of Star Wars fashion. And I did a Star Wars style challenge. I did like a 5-day challenge, which a lot of people participated in on Instagram. So that was fun too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that, I think that's what really got me into Star Wars. First was like the mysticism of everything. Like the magic of Star Wars is what really drew me in. But then I think the aesthetic and fashion is what like kept me.
Well, yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah,
anything that you know, anything anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it came out, like, yeah. compared to anything that was out.
Yeah, the you know, costuming.
It wasn't, like, adjacent to Star Trek, you know?
No.
Or, like, any other sci-fi stories.
Star Wars really has a very distinct style. Yeah. And I've been obsessed with it ever since. And this past year, I got into cosplaying, finally, which has been fun. I do my Anakin cosplay, gender bent, which is fun. And I'm going to hopefully finish a Padme cosplay for Celebration. We only have like 2 weeks, I think. So we'll see if I can do it, if I can pull it off.
Padme's outfits are very simple.
Yeah, it should be super easy. yeah, it's definitely not going to be screen accurate. It's definitely going to be, you know, as close as I can get it. But it's the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones. And I'm like, I don't want to miss the opportunity to share that, you know, excitement with the community and stuff. So
I'm gonna go as Watto.
You should. You really should.
The vest with no pants.
Yeah, no pants. That would be an amazing look. That would be an amazing look.
No shirt, no pants.
Tiny vest. Tiny wings.
Can you do the voice though? I'm gonna put you on the spot. Yeah,
what was it? Mind tricks don't work on me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Only money.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I think you should go as George.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, actually, so, I'll do that.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but for Halloween, that's actually when I like first did my Anakin cosplay.
Yeah.
And Anakin did a George Lucas. And I just got to say, it was spot on. He had the blue jeans, the white Nike, oh my god, what are they called? Oh, I can't remember what they're called, but you know those Nike, they look like New Balance, but they're Nikes.
Dad shoes, but like George Lucas shoes.
So he wears those on the red carpet, like it's just iconic. He's got the kind of something similar to this, like a plaid shirt, and then he's got his blazer, and then Erica bought a wig, a beard, and his little glasses, and like honestly it's really good.
I just want to get a more accurate wig and beard.
We should be able to, we still have time.
But
I just think that'd be so fun, like to walk around Celebration as George.
Bro, okay, but then I'm terrified because
you're gonna get mobbed.
What if I meet George Lucas
as George Lucas,
dressed as George Lucas?
That would happen to you.
Inception,
like that literally.
Yeah
He'd be like, what the fuck are you wearing? You really think I look like this?
It would just be silent judgment.
Yeah.
You know, just like...
He's like, do you really appreciate what I've contributed to film? Like, or...
Probably a make-a-wish.
Because it'll definitely... I don't even want to hear what he said.
You don't. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear it.
Like, because I know that's going to be my only... I mean, hopefully not. But like, that would be like my only... opportunity,
yeah,
you know, to say hey,
thank you thank you know? Me thank yeah. you
yeah. Now I go up to him dressed as him. You're welcome
So
I look better than you, George.
Jesus, no.
So I have a surprise. I'm guessing for this week we have our first sponsor for the week. I didn't tell you guys anything. I just want to show you guys the video they provided me for it.
Here we go.
Just advertisement.
What the hell?
Lonely are you?
Oh my god.
The hottest Jedis in the galaxy are waiting to talk to you.
Where did you find
this? But it doesn't stop there. My friends want to chat, too.
The bald cat.
No, Jabba's not here right now.
The teeth.
Yeah.
You want me to put my lightsaber where? No.
No.
Call now.
Oh my god. Will.
They wanna...
Is
party?
This...
Not all girls need minimum midichlorian counts. Not available on Alderaan or Coruscant.
What? Where did you find this TikTok?
Oh my god. Yeah. Is that an actual 1-900 Jedi skit?
Yeah, it's a skit.
I know it's a skit. But like...
Erica was like, wait, what was the number?
Because it has the Playboy thing.
Yeah.
Like, did Playboy make that is what I'm asking.
I don't think so.
Or was it?
I think that's part of the joke.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because I know
that's our first sponsor, 1-900 Jedi.
Yeah.
Huh? It's available in all systems. So, yeah. So international, not international, intergalactic.
Well, I mean, what are the
number?
Since I know you.
Oh, I tested it out, dude.
Yeah. Is it legit? Is it legit?
It's legit.
It's legit. Okay.
The tweet likes fun. I wouldn't go with the.
I had
the
Starkiller package.
Oh my god! I have the Starkiller package.
Oh my god!
No, I'm done.
Oh
Juno.
My god!
Juno. Let's
Frickin
move on.
Let's move on.
Frickin Silva.
Well, yeah. That's an awesome first sponsor.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you for that. Excited to work with you.
For those of you only listening, good for you. Good for you.
You got to miss the most traumatizing video we've ever seen on the show.
So yeah, we May the 4th. We didn't talk about. So we went to Disneyland.
Yeah,
we went to Disneyland. Disneyland.
Disneyland.
And it was a lot of fun. That was the first time we've gone to Disneyland for May the 4th.
Yeah, or really like gone to any event for May the 4th. Usually we celebrate from home, but it was really cool to go and see a lot of people because like a lot of the Star Wars community was there either during the day. Or they were there for the Star Wars night event, which we didn't stay for. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we didn't get tickets for that, but it was really cool.
All right. I'm going to bitch because when the tickets went up.
Yeah.
And look, I'm upset because I wanted to give Disney more money.
Yeah.
Right? Because so like they can take this criticism.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. I'm sorry. The tickets went up. And they did not, like, specify what was going to happen. All they said was what?
Exclusive food and beverage. Which, I think it was like around $150 a ticket.
Yeah.
I am not going to pay $150 to have the opportunity to eat food that I have to still pay for.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's
like, that wasn't enough to sell me.
That was, like, the only incentive. That's why it was, like, weird. It was like, okay, well... I don't know. Like, we're going to go anyway.
Yeah, we were going to go during the day, and we don't have our annual pass anymore, so we would have to, like, pay...
Well, we're waiting to get the top-tier one again.
Yeah.
But it's been...
Sold out.
It's been sold out. It's been weird. But, so, like, the only thing... And I remember, unless we missed it, but I remember we were looking, we were like, okay, what else is there?
Yeah. We were interested, because we wanted to go, but... Then we just saw that it was exclusive food and beverages. We were like, okay, well, I'd rather save money for Star Wars Celebration, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then what we usually do is like, we like doing the Halloween party.
Yeah, that's
Mickey's
really
Halloween
fun.
Party, and that one, it's like pretty much not the same thing, but it's like same type of event.
Like a ticketed event at night where they close the park.
And kick everyone else out.
Yeah.
You know? Like we were saying, the only thing they had said there was going to be was like exclusive food. So we were like, whatever. And like, what's funny is that all the food that you could get at Star Wars night, I'm pretty sure you could get there during the day.
I'm not sure. I think some of it, yes,
of it?
But
okay.
Not all of it.
Don't take my word on that. But anyway, that's all they said.
But yeah,
was that
was
like
not enough
food.
To sell us on, the event.
So that's the only reason we didn't like. Jump on the tickets, right?
Yeah.
We're like, it's fine. We can, like, you know, we're going to have so much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's fine. We don't need to go. And the day before, the first night before Star Wars night, they announced that...
No, they didn't announce it. It was leaked.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was leaked.
Right.
Okay. That there was going to be all these photo ops...
Yeah.
Of like with Captain Rex, with the Cantina Band, with
the Emperor.
Emperor, Vader, Maul.
Like characters that are never in the parks.
Yeah.
And
Sabine.
Yeah, they had
like,
Rebels
really, like,
characters.
Cool that, like you don't really see.
And they also had like not just the character meet and greets, but like photo ops. So they had like you could
like
stand
sets,
in the Sarlacc. Yeah, like a set, like stand in the Sarlacc pit or above the Sarlacc pit. There was Jabba on his, what is that? His like platform thing with Salacious Crumb and like, so it was his throne. So there was like this really, this was really cool.
Felt like, and I don't know if you guys remember or know about Star Wars weekends.
Yeah.
That they used to do before Disney bought Star Wars. They used to do these events called Star Wars weekends in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make exclusive pins. Like a bunch of exclusive pins. They'd have
really cool.
The voice actors, the actors, they'd come. They you could meet them like these like they weren't just like out like Mickey, you know?
Yeah.
Like but they were there.
Yeah.
And then there was a bunch of photo ops like what they did with Star Wars Night.
Yeah.
With like all these different characters.
Mm-hmm.
You could meet Chewbacca. Well, I mean, you can meet Chewbacca regularly now, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a bunch of different characters, like Anakin, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka. And it was, and Star Wars Weekends was like the coolest thing ever. Unfortunately, I was never able to go because the year that I was, I finally had like adult money.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's plan to go to the next Star Wars Weekends is when they literally that year officially canceled them.
Yeah.
They said, we're no longer going to be doing Star Wars Weekends. And I never got to go.
Yeah.
But I have all of the Darth Vader pins from Star Wars Weekends. Because those are like...
The coolest ones.
The Star Wars Weekends, like enamel pins, were always the coolest.
And the jumbo pins they made, dude. They were like literally masterpieces.
No. It's funny because at times it feels like, at least with what they're doing at the parks and like the merch, it feels like Disney was trying a lot harder before they bought it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just kind of like...
Now that they have the IP, they do less with it.
Yeah. I mean, we have a whole park, but it's still like...
But merchandise the park wise? Itself,
the park itself, apparently, I mean, we have friends that work there.
Yeah.
And they're always telling us about how there was so much more planned for the park.
Yeah.
Like, apparently there's supposed to be Bantha rides... so like if you're walking around
there's supposed to be Banthas Batuu, like wandering around
if you walk around Batuu, kind of like where the droid depot is and that like walkway or like that road, I guess. If you look down, you kind of you'll see that there's like tracks and then there's also like Bantha footprints. And I remember I asked and they were like, oh yeah, there was supposed to be Bantha rides. So like in the concept art for Batuu, there were like people riding Banthas because they wanted to do that. So there's gonna be Bantha rides. There were supposed to be like so many more like droids just like rolling around Batuu. So many more people like just in character.
Exactly. There were supposed to be cast members dressed up as aliens, like full what do they call it? VFX or I forget the word for it, but it's like
you made me
like professional makeup and like make them literally like, look like aliens.
Twi'leks running around.
Yeah, like they were supposed to be aliens on Batuu, not just human cast members.
Exactly.
There was supposed to be a restaurant kind of like across from Oga's. Mm-hmm. There's like this big empty room that was supposed to be a restaurant, like a dinner theater.
And right now they're only
where like you sit down and there's like a performance and you can like interact with them. So hopefully that stuff comes later. Like, hopefully they didn't just completely scrap it.
Apparently,
but like,
right now, that restaurant, they're only using for, like, storage and stuff. So it's like they have so much space to do more, but they haven't done it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Do you think they're just waiting for, let's say, if they do a new trilogy, just, like... Because they also could be playing it safe. They could obviously build something thematic for the area. But then I feel like if they were to do more for like a new trilogy, they're like, well, now we have to expand.
Yeah.
Or but like, it's possible.
It's possible. But at the same time, they made it specifically they made it so that Batuu is specifically set in between episodes 8 and 9.
Yeah. They really limited themselves.
Like they really limited themselves. So they're like, this is set during 8 and 9. So it's like, even if there's something that comes out later or that is from before, like, it should already be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
so, the thing that bothered us was that if we knew about all the photo ops and character meet and greets, we would have been way more likely to like sign up and get tickets.
Yeah, because but that's like that it felt
that was
like
the coolest part.
Star Wars weekends.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, it felt like Star Wars weekends, but they didn't even announce that. It was leaked the day before, and then they made an announcement only because it was leaked. Mm-hmm. That they were going to have these characters. And it's like, I understand wanting to create like hype or whatever, but I don't know. That's just, I didn't like that. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like, it's awesome. It's exciting for the people that went there. I'm sure that was really cool. But like,
it felt like they hadn't planned any of it.
Yeah.
Until like right before.
And they were like, well, we don't want to tell people that Rex is going to be there in case we can't do it in time.
Yeah, or something. Like, that's
I don't
what it
know.
Felt like.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, if you would have told us exactly what you were going to be doing.
Yeah. And that isn't too much to ask. As someone who's going to pay $150 per ticket, we should know what is coming with it. Like,
and
you wouldn't
way,
buy
and,
concert tickets and not
know.
And
by the way, now that we checked the, like, the website.
Yeah.
For Star Wars Night, now it says it.
Yeah, but it but didn't like, say that.
We would have seen it.
Yeah, and people would have talked about it.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. Yeah. We're getting a little too into this. The point was that we would have done it if we had known.
Yeah. But we're excited that they're starting to do more stuff like this, and hopefully this will kind of be, it seems like they're trying to make it similar to like we were saying, Star Wars weekends, but they'll probably do these every May, you know, these kind of special events. So
they
that's
do
cool.
It all May, honestly, they're only doing it like 3 days.
Three days.
They honestly like that event, and it was really really cool. Yeah, it kind of overlapped, so we kind of got to see everyone that was going to the event come in for like a couple of hours, and then like, you know, before they kicked us out. So that was really cool. We got to see a lot of friends. We got to see a lot of people that meet people that we, you know, have interacted with online for probably years now.
Yeah.
And have never met in person. So that was really cool. We met Super Scoundrel, who is a really amazing artist. We absolutely love his work. Super nice.
Mm-hmm.
We met up with our friend from Star Wars Props. So if you know who that is, yeah. we saw him there. He was with Super Scoundrel. We met a bunch of really cool people. We went with our friend Veva too. She was there with us, and my little brother came. My mom tagged along. And it was fun. We had a lot of fun. It was an entire day dedicated to Star Wars. We really enjoyed it. It was a lot.
Yeah,
but
I was so tired the next day. Oh my god,
we had a great time.
Speaking on May, did you guys catch Mark Hamill's? He went at it early. Like May 1st, he posted something on Instagram, and then you guys caught it right here.
May the 1st not be the worst with you.
Getting jabbed.
Luke looking straight into the lightsaber. That's funny. I didn't see that.
Yeah. He does that every year, where he'll start on May 1st, and it's like May the 1st, and then something funny, and then May the 2nd, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
Until, like, I don't know if he, I think he stops on May the 4th.
Yeah.
I wanted us also to discuss, because we went really deep on episode 2, right? Talking about the awesomeness of how that led to so many cool effects and
RM
and everything. I just want to get Bella's take on this, because I like to dabble on the dark side of area things.
Here we go.
Let's just watch this video.
On with me real quick. So Palpatine needs Padme dead, but he doesn't want to do it himself. Oh. So he asks Count Dooku to kill Padme, but Count Dooku doesn't want to do it himself. So Count Dooku asks Jango Fett to go kill Padme, but Jango Fett doesn't want to do it himself. So he asks his shapeshifter friend to go kill Padme, but the shapeshifter sends a robot to go kill Padme. And if you really want to be an asshole and get even more granular, the droid says, I'll send these little little bugs to go kill Padme. Palpatine sends a man who sends a man who sends a shapeshifter who sends a robot who sends bugs to go kill Padme. And what's even funnier is that after they chase the robot and the shapeshifter, Jango has a chance to go kill Padme. But instead, he goes out of his way to assassinate the person he hired to assassinate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, they're not wrong.
I mean, it makes sense because why? Yeah, it can't lead back.
Yeah, that's the point. Person. Yeah, nothing can lead back to Palpatine.
Everyone's a critic.
Plot armor.
Exactly. I mean, she does die in the next movie, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Not really, but... For the second movie, yes. But yeah, that's...
But yeah, it is funny, though. It is funny.
I also got this video. I kind of forgot what it was, but I know it's episode 2 related.
A healthy reminder! This bitch walked! She fucking strutted that runway, mama!
Yoda.
So that Peppa could run!
Grogu. I love that. Yes, we can't forget.
Yeah. No, I cannot wait for Mando season 3.
I know.
I can't wait to see what's going on with... what is this?
You sent this in.
Oh, I sent this in? Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. I sent this like a week and a half ago. Yeah, so this was a post I forget the full name of the account. I think it's the Star Wars universe, but it's just the SWU. Mm-hmm. And it's a news source. It's pretty credible. And well, this is a direct quote from Matt Lanter. So pretty much Matt Lanter is reacting to the news that Hayden Christensen watched The Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he said. I'm happy that he went and checked out The Clone Wars and went public to say that. As an actor to actor, I think that's really smart of him regardless of whether I voiced the character or not. There's a wealth of knowledge to learn about Anakin Skywalker in The Clone Wars. We had 7 seasons to develop his character. Hayden didn't have that opportunity in the films. He had a very tough job to take Anakin from a bratty teenager to the most iconic villain of all time in a very short amount of screen time. And, end quote.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And really awesome of Matt to, you know, acknowledge and kind of just give his 2 cents about.
Yeah.
You know, because it is a really big deal that Hayden watched the Clone Wars. Because.
He did his homework. Yeah.
And I mean, we know from the past that he loves being Anakin Skywalker. He absolutely loved it. So, going into Kenobi, this is extra exciting because it's like, okay, what are we going to see? What was the research for? You know? Was it to see just, oh, what did Anakin go through in between episodes 2 and 3? Or was it also to see kind of how he interacted with Ahsoka? And how he interacted with Rex, like their relationships, their history, to kind of see how he should act with them when there's possible Clone Wars flashbacks in Kenobi.
Also, the Ahsoka show we know Hayden's confirmed for too. So
exactly,
I think that's so awesome. I can't wait to see what he brings, like what he pulls from the Clone Wars and from Rebels into the Kenobi series.
Exactly. Like that. It's going to be him watching the Clone Wars is definitely going to only be positive for his performance, for the story, for, you know, all kinds of stuff. Like that knowledge should be there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like it couldn't have, like it couldn't not be there.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's going to add so much more.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. I also think this is really going to help bridge that gap between Anakin in the prequels and Anakin in the Clone Wars, because there are so many people that see the characters as they see them as 2 separate characters, and they are not. It's Anakin Skywalker. One is live action, one is animated.
Exactly.
And it's not that he's a different character, it's just that his character is flushed out in the Clone Wars.
Exactly.
It's not a separate character or a separate take. It is George Lucas made the Clone Wars too.
Even within the movies, like, let's just talk about specifically Episode 3.
Yeah.
Even specifically in Episode 3, there are things we don't see.
Yeah.
We don't see Anakin go through or see him, like, talk about or anything, like, you know. So we're only seeing what we can see in a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, there's only so much time for them to show everything. It's not just what's happening to Anakin.
There's months of time that go that span within just Episode 3.
Yeah, it's the entire pregnancy.
Exactly.
So it's at least 9 months.
Yeah.
If not longer.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So that's crazy, and like that's why the Clone Wars was so amazing and so like needed, because it's like, you know, we loved Anakin already to begin with just the prequels, but like getting all that context, all that his relationship with the clones, his relationship with his master,
how he got away from paying child support for two kids.
My
wait, what did you say?
God.
How he got away from paying child support. Also that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so we need that context.
Yes. We need to see it.
Oh my god.
But
you know, yeah. So that's awesome. That's exciting, and it's always good to hear from Matt Lanter, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited for him because
Matt
did an amazing job as Anakin in the Clone Wars, and I'm like I said, I'm excited that I feel like it's really bringing it full circle for the story of Anakin, and also that Anakin and Vader are the same person. That's another thing that people want to separate, and Anakin is Vader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he wasn't, Luke wouldn't have been able to bring him back in the end. Exactly. If Anakin was truly dead and gone, he could not have come back to the light.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Exactly.
But no matter how lost you may feel, there's always hope.
That's the whole point.
That's Star Wars. It's hope. So yeah, hopefully this new series, I think it will make it feel more like one full story.
Yeah.
And for people that are like coming into Star Wars because of these new TV shows or Disney Plus shows, I think it'll be really cool for them to see, you know, the original trilogy, the prequels, the Clone Wars, the Kenobi show. It's going to be like really fluid.
It's all going to be connected in some way, which is
really exciting. Cool.
It's really
and cool. That's the best part of Star Wars is like there is so much storytelling, but it's all one story.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm excited. We all know how excited we are for this new show.
And we're talking about that. And we also forgot Disney Gallery for Book of Boba Fett came out.
Oh yeah, on May the 4th.
We watched it. It was absolutely amazing,
dude.
You watched
it? I cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah, we were crying within the first minute. John goes, he's saying that they have to acknowledge like all sides of Star Wars, including the expanded universe.
Yeah.
Within the first minute.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Thank you
for acknowledging me.
So that was emotional.
Borderline fake fan. I don't know the actors' names, sorry. But when they showed like a little collage of Fennec just nerding out in set
every time,
it was awesome.
Yeah, she loved working on the show.
I hope we can meet her at Celebration or something.
She's
really cool. But yeah, so we were watching it, and I think it was John or Dave that was talking about how the fans love a story that is all interconnected and everything makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it's not just, you know,
inconsistent
BS over here. Yeah. It's all inconsistent. And that's something that always made Star Wars so unique and special was that it didn't matter what you were reading, what you were watching or what you looked up. If you looked up a specific blaster that you saw maybe in like a corner of a comic book panel that maybe you hadn't seen before, you'll find the name, you'll find the manufacturer, you'll find where that manufacturer
is located, who owned the company,
their tax returns, you know.
Pretty much.
So like in and
shout out Wikipedia, we so love you.
Exactly. They always come in clutch. But yeah, so that's what's so cool about Star Wars, and they get it.
Yeah,
and that's what we love to hear. Is
yeah.
Is that
approach?
That approach, exactly.
Yeah.
And especially from the people that are working on these shows that we're so excited for, and
yeah.
that, you know, they've been doing an amazing job. And then speaking of stuff that kind of happens in between the movies and stuff, I finally got caught up to the comics.
Yeah,
I finally got caught up to the comics. And they've been really good, actually.
Yeah.
They've been really good. The Han Solo and Chewbacca comic just came out. Oh. Ta-da. Here it is. It's beautiful. It's okay. So, I'll get to that. But pretty much, right now, the current series of comics are the Darth Vader comic, the main Star Wars series,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Aphra, Bounty Hunters, and then right now the current like big event is Crimson Rain.
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of like touching on what's going on with Kira during this time, which the current comics. All right, so I'm going to talk about spoilers. So I know there's a lot of us that do read the comics, but a lot of us that do not. So if you want to kind of skip ahead, I think maybe Silva can put a timestamp below when we're done talking about the comics. But if you don't want to get them spoiled, but
yeah.
if you don't mind, if you're not really reading them, but you want to know what happens, I'll kind of cover it a little bit. Because I also kind of want to, since all the comics come out, all the new issues come out every Wednesday, and I go buy the comics anyway right before we record.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to be reading them really quick, and then we can like talk about it.
Yeah,
because they are canon. So these are the current Marvel run of comics, and they are canon. So you know that leads me to believe they're important to the story.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting, and I do want to talk about it because the comics have always been a huge part of why I love Star Wars so much.
And that's the biggest part of your collection.
And that's the biggest part of my collection.
Yeah. I have
three filing cabinets full of comic books.
He does.
Not a flex. It's an addiction.
Yeah. Not my proudest moment, here we are.
But yeah, so I've really been enjoying this current series. They've been doing really, really cool stuff with them.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk about them. So that being said, I will talk about spoilers, but if you guys don't mind, then stick around and yeah. but anyway, so yeah, right now these series are interconnecting, and they take place in between episodes 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like after Han has been taken to Jabba in Carbonite. He's currently frozen, and a bunch of stuff happened. So like right now we're on like issues like 26, 27 of these series. So a lot has happened. I won't
cover the whole thing,
but pretty much right now during Crimson Rain, we're seeing what Kira's up to, and pretty much she has built up Crimson Dawn. And right now we still don't know what happened to Maul. I think we're gonna find out, because she kind of like talks about all these influences that she pulls from, right, to make Crimson Dawn so great.
Yeah.
Right. And Crimson Dawn, she's doing it really smart, where it's kind of like she's not stepping on anyone's toes.
You know,
they're like a crime syndicate that have people everywhere,
yeah,
even in the highest ranks of the Empire.
Ooh.
You know, specifically Ochi,
yeah,
who is like Vader's right hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if you guys don't know who Ochi of Bestoon is. It's the pretty much the guy that kidnaps Rey. No, not didn't sorry not kidnaps Rey. He's the one that kills Rey's parents.
Oh, okay.
And where he's the one that had the dagger that had the perfect carving of the Death Star.
Yes.
The Death Star runes. Anyway, so he's in it. He's a really cool character. Besides that, he's a really cool character. I love him.
Yeah.
He's really funny. He has like a very unique sense of humor. He's kind of like a kiss-ass to Vader, but he's also very underhanded and like he's kind of like he has like his toes in a bunch of different, you know.
If you're gonna survive during the Empire's reign, you kind of have to be.
And that's who Ochi is.
Yeah,
like he's an opportunist. He's
like, exactly. He's
like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't know who's winning, but I'll be there.
But whoever wins, I got you. I got your back. Exactly. I've been here since day one.
Exactly. And so it really gets me because it's also like, I'm like, why hasn't Vader killed you? You know?
He probably thinks it's entertaining.
Oh my God. There was this
one question. The whole like kill Rey's parents, was that a Vader order? You know? I'm behind Palpatine's.
Vader's dead.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was just Palpatine's.
Yeah. That was Palpatine pretty much after he died. So probably the clone of Palpatine.
Okay.
Because I'm sure he wanted to inhabit Rey's body.
Oh, okay.
As a youngling. Pretty much like what he did in the comics, in the EU comics, with Leia's unborn children.
Love that.
Yeah.
There's nothing Palpatine won't do.
Well, he's a Sith, so.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, so right now the current run of comics has been really entertaining. There's a lot going on. Kira is like playing all sides.
Yeah.
And she pretty much just kind of like supplies everyone. And like, it's like, oh, if you need supplies or if you need somebody murdered, or if you need, you know, like they kind of take care of it all.
Yeah. What do you want?
So that's what, you know, Crimson Reign right now has been very interesting to read. Who knows what'll happen, because also Vader's like onto her.
Yeah.
Like she pretty much added Vader during War of the Bounty Hunters. She fought him hand to hand.
Bang.
And he's not happy, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like Kira's not going to survive after this.
Yeah.
I think she's done for. Like she messed with Vader, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Because pretty much Vader's infiltrating and taking out Crimson Dawn little by little.
Yeah.
Like just
chipping away
at Crimson Dawn. so it's very cool to see, cuz he's also like a mastermind at like playing people.
Yeah.
Like this last issue, there's these there's like rebels, and there's like a bunch of sides. There's like a lot. It's super complicated, but he's pretty much doing the least amount of work, so he doesn't have to get his hands dirty. And
yeah,
he's having like all his enemies kill each other.
So
it's like, what, you know?
Y'all are playing checkers. He's playing chess.
Yeah, Vader's playing chess. So that's it's been really cool. The Bounty Hunters comic is also really cool. And they all tie in. And I also don't want to take up all the time, because I just binged like all these. I was about like five issues behind with each series.
Read
them all.
That's cool.
Because I just wanted to catch up. I had like a stack.
Yeah, he had this huge stack of comics that he hadn't put away. I was like, are you going to put those away? And he's like, well, I haven't read them yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, all right, that's fair.
But the new Han Solo and Chewbacca comic came out.
Yeah.
And it is in no way connected right now to that run.
Yeah.
It's like its own like side story, and it was amazing. Like
it was. I read it last night, and it was really good.
Right?
Yeah.
They perfectly captured Han's energy.
Yeah.
Perfectly captured
his
Han's
sass.
Energy. His sass. His like audacity.
Yeah.
His like the only person that could do that is Han Solo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tell me the odds.
And there's only been one issue out. I think it came out not this past Wednesday, but the week before.
Yeah.
But I just read it, or we both just read it. I was You weren't home when I read it, and I was sitting on the couch pissing myself. Like, there's moments in this comic that is just like,
it's
what
the so heck? Funny.
It's
yeah.
really funny. Pretty much Han, this is during the time that he's working for Jabba,
mm-hmm.
Before A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of building his reputation, building him and Chewie are working for Jabba, and they come back to Jabba's palace after this job with this other group of people, and you know, they succeeded, but they're all pissed off at Han and Chewie because they were late to the rendezvous point.
Yeah,
pretty much Han was the getaway driver.
Yeah, and he showed up late.
And he shows up late, and they're all mad at him. But Jabba's like, "Good job, Han. Like, you did a really good job.
Like, you got the job done. So why are you complaining?"
And they're all mad at him or whatever. And pretty much Jabba offers him a new job that is going to pay pretty much like, I think it was 1,000,000 credits.
Yeah, 1,000,000 credits.
But he has to share with the person that came with the tip
mm-hmm.
of this job. It's 50-50. So he's still getting like 500,000 credits, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, what's the job? And Jabba tells him, and out comes the guy that he has to partner with, and it's Greedo.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Greedo. Gosh. And he's like, no.
It's like, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Exactly. So it's, and then, so they eventually, he accepts, and, you know, it's a lot of money, but he, like, talks to Greedo, and he, like, sets the ground rules or whatever.
Yeah.
And, watching their interaction, like reading through their interaction, seeing them, like mm-hmm. it's so freaking funny.
What's cool too is he says something like, if you try to cross me, I will shoot first and ask questions second or later.
Later, yeah. So he goes, I'll shoot first, and it's like, oh,
yeah, course. Like
there we go. Like, of course they did.
You had to put that in there, but I love it. I love it, but like, you just had to put that in there.
Exactly.
But it's really cool.
No, like, it was really cool.
It was really cool.
Okay,
so I thought this little bit here was just so, I don't know. Like, I couldn't, okay? So she's like,
okay, so this is the girl that was part of the crew.
Yeah.
That that Han and Chewie teamed up with. That it was like the first two pages of the issue where they're running that job. He picks them up late. She's pissed off at him.
Yeah. So this is in front of Jabba. So she goes, they blew the rendezvous. They almost got us killed. And Han goes, almost is kind of an important word where killing's involved. Luke almost killed Ben.
Oh, here we go.
I just thought that was funny. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, and that's not even the funniest part. She just like died at it. Like,
I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but there was like so many other funny
like
funny
jabs. Yeah,
where it's like Han's like sass.
Yeah, he's a smartass.
He's a smartass. Yeah.
Okay, so
it's really good. So yeah, really good. The comics have been really really good.
Read them.
Definitely read them because it. Especially for those of you who are like, where the hell is Kira? What happened with Crimson Dawn?
Yeah.
This series is coming in really clutch.
Yeah, it's kind really of good. I think it's replacing what should have been Solo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like continuing that kind of storyline in a different way.
It takes place way after the Solo movie.
Yeah.
Because it's in between episodes 5 and 6.
But it's giving context to
context to a lot of
yeah
a lot of our questions, like, oh, is she alive? What happened?
Now
we know, yes, she went on and continued running Crimson Dawn. The only things we don't really know is what happened to Maul, you know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that she kind of like overthrew him.
Yeah,
I don't really know how, since he's Darth Maul. But that'll be interesting to learn about.
Yeah, so hopefully they explore that.
Exactly. So definitely give them a shot. They're even if you just want to read them digitally, I would still recommend it. If not, your local comic shop is always there.
Yeah,
and they they deserve the support.
Yeah.
So go check them out. The Han and Chewie comic is definitely definitely my favorite one of
the
newer stuff. Like it just kind of like pulled me in.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Speaking on Maul, if you could take a look at the screen.
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Oh. So we got
the gumdrop buttons.
Yeah, we got what's his name?
It's the scene where Farquaad is like playing with the broken legs of the gingerbread man.
The gingerbread man.
But instead, they have Farquaad's face is Obi-Wan, and there's yeah, double gingerbreads, but it's like Anakin one. And Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Run, whatever she do. Yeah. Took both their legs.
Exactly. No, my gosh.
I love it. All right, so I sent in a bunch of stuff this week. Maybe let's start. There's a certain video I want to start with that's more heartfelt, and then we'll get into like the funny stuff. But down this one, the one that says Star Wars Night. So I don't know if you've seen this, but you're probably going to cry.
In a good way. I actually saw this.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute. All right, I'm going to play it.
A little boy came up to me on Star Wars Night. His mom said he was a huge Revan fan. All he wanted was a picture with his favorite Star Wars character. I cried because that's how I was when I was his age.
So that's sweet.
Look,
that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
That's awesome.
And
they're never going to have Revan in the park.
Which they should.
They should, but they don't. So that was at Star Wars Night when everyone can wear cosplays. I was just like, oh my god.
Cool. Yeah, that's so cute. That's what gets me every time I see it.
Yeah.
Like when we were at the park and we just saw Indy's video.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And where she was hugging Kylo, and I was I love seeing that at the parks.
Yeah.
Even at conventions, because it happens at conventions, and the kids are like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, they...
Because that was me too. Like, yeah. When I was little, going to Comic-Con, I was like, oh my god, it's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, now some funny stuff. So, you can play this one.
I can feel the conflict within you, Father. All women are queens.
If she breathes, she is a...
Super
dilemma.
Old.
She breathes.
Super old reference.
She's a thought.
Dude, I forgot about that.
Right?
That was Vine, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
OG. All right. This one's for Silva. I don't know if Silva's seen this. This is a really old video, but I laughed so hard at this video. Okay.
Let's check it out.
This is like a birthday party.
Sonic.
So I died because, okay, so there's like someone dressed up as Sonic at a birthday party and he's like doing the little Sonic run.
Yeah.
He clips a kid. They both fall to the ground. But the kid recording doesn't even care about his friend. He's worried about Sonic.
Friend or little brother.
Or little brother, cousin, whatever. He's like, Sonic! He's like so worried because Sonic's just laying there, like.
Yeah, dead.
Just dying. Okay, this is a cool one. So, this is cosplayers who are really talented with lightsaber combat. And I saw this, and like, this went viral because everyone was like, holy crap, these guys are so good. Like, so yeah, just play. Look at this.
Damn.
Right?
Like, why did we get 5 seconds of that?
Right? We need more, but like, they choreographed it.
That's really cool. They
perfected it.
I needed kind of moving it to randomly out of Aang from Avatar. I really like the reference here. It was just hilarious. Let's take a look.
to the customer who called the office to complain that I didn't deliver your mail because there was construction and a mountain of dirt blocking your street, I apologize. It's my fault. I've been slacking on my earthbending training, and if I had been more diligent, I would have been able to bend the dirt out of the way, but I have been practicing, and so as a result, your mail wasn't delivered on time, and I apologize for that. Management is now having me attend mandatory trainings with Toph Beifong, and the hope is that within the week, my earthbending will improve significantly, and I'll be able to deliver your mail in a timely fashion. Once again, I apologize for the inconvenience, and moving forward, I will do everything within my bending abilities to make sure this never happens again. Sincerely, your friendly neighborhood mailman.
I love that.
Manny over here.
I love it.
Doing my best.
Yeah.
Okay, so I really wanted to show you this article, kind of get your thought, kind of poking fun at past Siths up to the current one, Palpatine.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get your take, if you could read from top to bottom.
All right. Yeah. All right. So first it shows Darth Sion. So it says, was powerful enough in the Force, he literally could not die unless it was willingly, held his battle-worn body together with the Force.
Yep. Jesus.
Yeah, he's probably the grossest one. Darth Nihilus had to sap Force energy to sustain his life, eventually became a living Force spirit attached to his mask and fed on entire planets.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's probably the most terrifying one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, out of... There's a mini, like, there's like a short story in one of the Star Wars Tales comics.
Yeah.
Where it shows him and how he meets like his apprentice. Oh my gosh. It's terrifying because it's like you see him devour this planet.
Dude.
And it's
gnarly.
I forget which issue exactly it is. I think it's like Star Wars Tales 24 or something. But it's like, it's in there. Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Anyway, next one is Darth Bane. And it says, best duelist in history, could create an air pocket in the rain with only his saber, created the rule of two.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Darth Sidious was a politician. Yeah.
I mean, he had so to work from the shadows.
But yeah. But... I mean, he can't die. Literally can't die.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, exactly. But, okay, so, see, since he was right after Bane, like, the whole point of the rule of two was, instead of being, putting a target on your back by milling out everyone turns five, Silva.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So instead of becoming this super powerful, like, almost godlike Sith, Bane said, no.
Yeah.
We're going to stick to always two there are, no more, no less, and work our way up through the shadows.
Yeah.
Because if the Jedi know we're alive, the Jedi know of us,
they're going to come for us.
They're going to kill us. They're going to come kill us. And it's going to take, it's either going to eradicate the Sith, or it's going to take that much longer to fulfill their mission, that which is to take over the galaxy and destroy all of the Jedi, right? That's like their main goal.
Yeah.
So by Bane creating the rule of two, I don't know who, like, well, no one, obviously. Palpatine was the one who executed it perfectly.
Yeah.
He played the long game. He played the long game. He said, and every Sith between Bane and Sidious led to that.
Yeah.
They all played their parts perfectly so that Palpatine could have that opportunity, which he played so well.
Yeah.
He became part of the system. He maneuvered his way in to becoming the Chancellor of the Galactic Republic.
Yeah.
And instead of...
the Senate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of eating planets and doing crazy stuff like that puts a target on your back. You know, Nihilus was probably one of the if not the most powerful Sith to ever live, except probably Valkorion, which we'll talk about later.
Spoiler for me, how did he get yeeted?
Nihilus?
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Because we're going to...
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to read those.
Anyway. But yeah. So it's like, yes, that's obviously incredible. It's crazy, but it's like that. They played it smart. That was the whole point. Play it smart. Play it smart. And obviously Sidious is much more powerful than just being a politician.
Yeah.
But no, it is funny. But no, yeah, it's crazy to think about like how the Sith did things before.
Yeah.
And then how it like, how Bane was...
It's like the modern day Sith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Bane also like pulled from all the Sith that came before him. Because I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure when he created the Rule of Two, he was like listening, using Revan's holocron, Sith holocron, to like, you know,
learn from
shape
him.
It. And like he learned from him. Yeah. And kind of like he learned from Revan's ideologies and also like a lot of the other Sith before him to create the Rule of Two, which is... And like I said, like we were talking about earlier, there's a history to everything. Everything's interconnected. Everything makes sense. So
yeah.
It's like, it's cool to see that. But
yeah.
But yeah, I think we're definitely going to see some Knights of the Old Republic content very soon.
I mean, they just announced a Revan Loungefly backpack, which is like, why would they do that unless they're doing something with Knights of the Old Republic? We got the Pops, I think, last year.
Yeah.
They're like slowly starting to make more stuff.
The Pops, the lightsaber.
The Hasbro lightsaber. Figure.
There's been a lot of Revan merch, and then a lot of Mandalorian Wars like name drops.
Yeah,
especially of
in the Disney Plus Mando stuff. Yeah,
I really want Keanu to be Revan.
Actually, so do I. And I know last episode I was talking shit about like, oh, we should use unknown actors, but like,
I'll make an exception.
Keanu looks just like Revan.
Yeah,
like,
and he's an amazing actor.
And he's an incredible actor. So if anyone should play Revan, I think it should be Keanu. Unless we can find an unknown that looks just like
Keanu Reeves.
Looks just like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I think we're gonna get it soon.
Yeah,
I hope
something's
Something's definitely. And then now, and then again, we're getting the remake.
Exactly, the remaster.
So no,
or a remake. Yeah.
So that'll be cool. I'm sure because. And now it depends on what we get in that game.
Yeah.
But in the original game, it takes place after the Mandalorian Wars. And it takes place after Revan is defeated by Bastila and betrayed by Malak. So it's like the story of how he remembers who he is.
Yeah.
And defeats Malak. But all the cool stuff from Revan's story takes place during the Mandalorian Wars. So...
Yeah.
If they show that in the game, or we do, who knows what they do with the remake.
Yeah.
But if they don't, if they kind of stick to the original storyline and change a few things here and there, then the show could be, like, if they made the show about the Mandalorian Wars, my God.
Yeah, like, flashbacks of Revan in The Mandalorian.
Exactly.
That would be so
cool. I think they'll do it.
Because
they keep talking about the Mandalorian Wars.
And, like, the way they do things. The Mandalorian way.
Exactly.
The history and, like, the significance of tradition. And yeah. And the Armorer knows all this history. Yeah. She's one of the only Mandalorians left that they know of. Like, they've all been kind of disbanded and picked off one by one. So it's, like, I think that would be the perfect way to introduce, like... reintroduce Revan to the main storyline and I think it would fit. Yeah,
he's canon by like a technicality.
Yeah, like, you know, in a dictionary or something.
Yeah, the Rise of Skywalker visual dictionary. Where it's like one of the Sith trooper battalions in Rise is named after Revan, which is like, at least he's canon.
Yeah,
it's like I need.
Okay, give us something more than a line in a dictionary.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm excited. I think they're cooking up some.
I would bet money on it.
Especially because Jon Favreau loves Mandalorians. Like, he literally made
a
whole show.
And Revan literally wears a Mandalorian mask.
Yeah.
Like, everything in Knights of the Old Republic, it's all Mando.
Yeah.
It's all Mandalorian stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I think we will get something, but I hope maybe we even get an announcement on that celebration.
Dude, imagine. Okay, so I wanted to revisit this quote from Hayden because I don't know why I didn't think about this, but now I'm starting to see where this could go. Mm-hmm. So this is him talking about him reprising his role as Vader. So he says, he is 100% a fully realized Vader. This is, in a lot of ways, Vader in his prime. But he's a very complex character, and there's an inherent struggle of identity that is always present. There's inner conflict. He is always going to be struggling with the loss of Padme. He's got Anakin buried deep down inside. There always has to be that element of Anakin there, because he does eventually find redemption in the end, through the love of his son, no less. So there has to be that bit of him in there for Luke to be able to access. There's a lot going on. So what I specifically want to talk about here is that he says he's always going to be struggling with the loss of Padme.
Yeah.
Which makes me...
still Anakin.
I know. But what I'm saying is that makes me feel very confident that we're going to see Padme in some capacity in the Kenobi series. And because it's relevant to the story, we know we're getting... We've seen flashbacks, we've seen dream sequences, we've seen nightmare sequences in Star Wars.
Like, hallucinate.
Exactly, So all of that, and to top it all off, Natalie is now in... Marvel. Or not now, but... She's currently...
She's currently filming with...
Filming with Marvel. Filming with Disney for Thor. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know...
She's available,
but like, she's currently working for Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
So why not just
have her... There's a flashback and she's all yoked in the...
Oh my god, stop it.
She barely fits.
Oh my god.
But on a serious note, like, I really think that... I don't know. Like, obviously, I'm hopeful for it. Like, I want to see this.
Yeah.
But just knowing that, like...
I think we will.
It's such an important part of Anakin and Vader's story.
It's why we have Vader.
Exactly.
Really why we have Vader.
So it's like, if they don't talk about Padme in the show, it will be a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because I really feel like we could see.
I think I either we'll get flashbacks of him like remembering his dreams of her like dying in childbirth.
Yeah.
Or it'll be new scenes.
Yeah.
Of flashbacks.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think we're gonna get nightmare sequences of Padme.
Yeah.
I think that's how they would do it. I think it'll be like Vader in his chamber.
Either that or like, he's gonna be like replaying how he thinks he killed her in his head.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think they're gonna do, you know how they reused that scene or kinda remastered, I guess, where Boba was holding Jango's helmet. Remember how they used it in the series?
Yeah.
You think they're going to play a little reusing footage of when he was, like, choking her before
fighting? They could. That's yeah.
What I mean. I think they could do
it. It could be a combination of, yeah, like, previously used footage and new stuff.
Yeah. I think we'll definitely... Because it'll be, like, when he wakes up in his back to tank, you know? We're going to see, like, a really messed up flashback or... a retelling in his perspective.
Yeah.
You know, like how he remembers it.
Yeah.
Not how it actually happened, because that's how it would happen.
Yeah.
And then he'll wake up like...
What could be cool is if they showed like Luke and Leia like at the age they are now, because he doesn't know that they're alive, right? He thinks they died.
Well, he didn't even know he has a daughter.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He doesn't know he has a daughter. He thought he had one child, but that the child died in childbirth. Mm-hmm. But imagine if we see Vader having this dream of Padme, Luke, and Leia at the age they currently are, so like 10 years old. And then, you know, it goes sideways. It's a nightmare. They all die. And then he, like, wakes up. But it's because Luke and Leia are alive that he's having this
dream. Well, okay, again, right? He's not going to dream about Leia or a second
child. Oh, yeah, he's not going to dream about Leia. Child. But
there's going to be one child.
Yeah.
I think you're right about there could be like a dream where it's Padme and his unborn child the child he thought he had.
Yeah.
And him, like if he didn't fuck up.
Yeah.
And then it could be something as messed up as like, it turns into a nightmare and he kills them.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
True.
I, as sad as it will be, I think that would be really fitting for it to be like
his choice.
A dream that becomes a nightmare.
The reason Vader is so angry, the reason Vader is so, you know, powerful is because he relives
his trauma.
His trauma.
That's what fuels him.
And his choices, the choices that he made, haunt him.
Yeah.
They haunt him.
Yeah.
That's what Vader is.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
He's regret.
His
whole existence is regret.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. As sad as it'll be, as emotional as it'll be, I'm really, really hoping for a Padme. Not just a mention. I want to see Padme, even if it's like her grave.
What if
like if it's
go,
her exactly. What is it called? Not monument, but
like mausoleum.
Mausoleum. Yeah. Like if he goes to her mausoleum or if he just dreams about her mausoleum or whatever. Oh, it'd be
I
so
would
good.
I would love to see that. I would love to see him go to Naboo and visit her.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude. We see it in the comics, but I'm like, give me live action. I need it live action.
I think it'll happen.
Dude, we're only like
I know.
We're like 2 weeks away, I think, from Kenobi.
Yeah.
I'm so
excited. It's gonna be it's super exciting. I don't want to think about it because it's like there's still time.
I know.
Like there's still
We still have to wait.
Exactly.
Well, we're close. After 17 years, we got 2 weeks left.
Exactly.
Let's go. All right.
It's gonna be awesome. Is there anything else?
No. I mean, we talked about a lot. But I think we're out of time now.
Okay. All right. So, that's all the time we have. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of the Punch and Chewy podcast.
Thank you.
We had a lot of fun, as always. And if you guys want to check us out on our other social media, make sure to check all the links below. You can find us on any platform, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and, to kind of keep up with us on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And check out our Patreon, check out our Discord, check out our shop, all that fun stuff. We've got a lot of new stuff coming as well for Kenobi. Yeah, we do have some Kenobi pins coming.
We do.
Inspired by the new show.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We have a Darth Vader coming, a Kenobi himself.
Mm-hmm. The man, the myth, the legend.
Exactly. And if you do want to check those designs out, they are up on our Instagram. We posted them on May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go check them out, link is down below for the Instagram. But yeah, thank you guys so much again for joining us this week. And if you do want to send us anything, if you liked us talking about the comics, please let us know. Comments below. Or if you want to send us anything to watch on the podcast, or talk about any topics, use the email down below, which is punchandchewypodcast@gmail.com. And thank you guys again, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.